Jim?
Yeah, Mr. President, how are you?
I'm getting all right. You doing all right?
Fine.
You got warm weather?
No, we had a front move over yesterday and it rained.
Stay here, Thomas. That damn fella Big Lane and Sheridan that you brought by my house have got everything screwed up and they've contaminated some good people. Well, do you remember that fella Big Lane?
Yeah.
That fella named Sheridan?
Yes, sir.
Well, here's a wire I got today. We feel as Dallas signed the 10 cent at 10:26, and I just came over to take my nap, and I thought I'd better call and report to you on what your people are doing. We feel you will be interested to know the reserve grand champion steer at the Junior Steer Show of the State Fair of Texas is owned by your former show cattle herdsman at the LBJ Range. The boy is 20-year-old Edgar Meyer of the Fredericksburg Future Farmers of America. His brother currently works as a herdsman on your range. The steer, now this is what's disgraceful, for a Hereford breeder of great fame like me. The steer is a crossbreed Charolais Angus. This is the first time a crossbreed steer has won reserve honors in any major cattle show. The animal will be auctioned at 9:30 a.m. Friday, October the 18th, at the Livestock Pavilion of the State Fair at Dallas, signed Bob Alexander, Livestock, State Fair, Texas.
Well, what do they have, what is Big Lane up to?
Well, I'm just kidding. They were telling me that they were going into the Charolais business.
Oh, I see.
And
I
was telling them, I was telling them that they weren't worth a damn, you know.
Yeah. Crossing them.
That's what they told me they were going to. But I thought they would be amused if you told them that I called and said, God damn them, they got me in trouble. They've got one in my hands, and he's off winning the prize, and I can't even get inside the fairgrounds of my Hereford.
I'm going to talk to him in a few minutes.
I just thought you'd get a kick out of it. Because you don't remember, I was telling them that the damn old Charolais are no good, and they're too high off the ground, and all this and that, and Angus, and I was showing them my white face, and they would tell me, well, they thought they might do all right. And now they won the first prize in my state. And one of my 20-year-old kids won it. And I don't guess that LBJ Ranch has ever got that close to winning the third prize at the state fair.
We've got Hereford and Angus also.
Yeah, I've got Hereford and Angus, but I haven't got any Charolais. But I'll have to talk to this boy when he gets home. I didn't even know he had it, but he's got his brother works for me now.
How do things look to
you? Well, what are you talking about? Politically? Or agriculturally?
Politically.
I would say that Nixon is playing it awfully smart. It looks to me like he's ahead. I think Humphrey's picked up some.
I agree with that.
I think it is a good deal of I think most of the complaint that I hear is they think that we've cottered too much to folks, and that law and order, they're real upset about it. And the Marvin Watson told me he'd been to about 15 states. And he got more of that than he did on Vietnam. And he says that he took some poll, I don't remember where it was, I think it was West Virginia, some state, where I got 71% of the votes. And they took a large sample of the 71 of everybody voted for Johnson. They didn't take anybody that claimed the vote for Goldwater. And 31% were going to vote.